God knows how to encourage you. He knows how to keep you up. He knows what to do. You know, and God knows where your heart is. And I do thank God that Pastor's doing better. Whole lot better. But you know, the strangest thing happened this morning. I get to church. Devil tried to keep you discouraged. He tried to keep you discouraged, I'm telling you. But God knows how to lift you up. He knows how. Just, you know, I got here this morning and opened up the door. And I don't normally look down opening up the door. I'm looking down on the ground. And in between the doors, somebody shoved some money in between the doors. I said, Lord. And Lord said, I'm still with you. I'm still here at with Revival Center. He said, my promises, they're going to come to pass. He said, just to let you know that everything is going to be all right. Everything going to be all right. Come on, go ahead and give him some praise. That's right, sir. Everything is going to be all right. It is. Last night, I talked to sister. She was texting me. She was texting us, pray. We pray. And so I laid down and I said, you know what, Lord, I can go up there and see my pastor. So I said, can I come and see Pastor? He said, yeah, she come. I think she would like to see you. And so me and Lily went up there last night and, you know, we talked to her and, she was doing good. But, Al, I don't want you to see me like that. I said, like what, Pastor? You know, I said, you're doing fine. But anyway, you know, stayed up there and talked to her, and Lily talked to her, and she talked to Lily. When Lily was just over there holding that conversation, I said, Lily, I said, Pastor can draw too, because Lily liked to draw, and she can draw. I said, you see those things up there on the stage? I said, Pastor and her daughter drew those things. She said, oh, really? I was wondering where those come from. And so she was just talking and talking and talking. And Pastor was just talking and talking and talking. And so Bridget said, you going to pray? I said, yeah, we're going to pray before I leave. And so we got ready to pray. I know y'all praying. I just know God's people pray, you know, because I see the evidence of it. And so I get up there and pull out my little bottle of oil, you know, and I'm anointing, you know, say what I'm going to say. And by that time, the doctor comes in. Just to cut it short, she said everything was good. Everything, what they thought she had, she didn't have no more. She said, she don't need to stay here. And I said, and I just began to praise God and just smile and laugh and say, Lord, you even answered before we even asked. Ain't God good? Ain't God good? God, come on, you ought to give God a praise for that. Ain't God good? Came and gave us a good report, because I'm thinking, Lord, give her a good report. And before I can get anything, we can get anything out of our mouth, the doctor walked in and declared her well. And I said, Bridget, I said, her countenance. She said, I know, Al. She said, it looks totally different. I said, don't it? I mean, God knows what to do, don't he? He knows how to do it. And God is going to continue. He's going to finish what he started. Amen. How many believe God going to finish what he started? It's already done, ain't it? And it's already done. It's finished. So what God has for you, it is for you. Amen. So we don't have to worry about the temptations that we go through. We don't have to worry about the last days. You know, God is with you. Amen. He's been with you all your life. Before you was in your mama's womb, he was with you. How could that be, Brother Al? I don't know. But he knows. He said, I knew you before you was formed in your mother's womb. Then God knows everything. God knows what we're going to, he knows when we're going to have our ups and our downs. Amen. But God knows too that we're going to come out. So you got to know too that you're coming out. Amen. Don't worry about the last day. Don't worry about the temptation. God is just an awesome God. I just praise God. He is such a great, mighty God. I mean, he is amazing. He is amazing. God is, and he knows how to get your attention. I'll, I'll, I'll tell, I'm just blown away about something else I shared with them this morning. Just, I've been praying for people's marriages. My son, marriage, you know, just people that I've run to, I've been praying for the marriages. But the strangest thing happened to me, saints. Her and I, we got, you know how you keep those, you got folders where you keep all your important information, birth certificates, social security cards, and marriage certificate. And so I was going through that one night. And I looked down and said, Tawana, who is this? It must be your people. Because Tawana got, she related to everybody. I'm telling you, boy, Tawana related to a lot of folk. You know, a lot of people. I'm like, might be Tawana's people. He said, no, I don't recognize that name. He said, did you marry them? I said, no, I ain't married three people. I said, no, I don't know who this is. And so we just left it there. And so I'm going in there again to do something else the other day. And here this marriage license come again. And Lord had me just to study it, just look at it. Say, is somebody on her that you know? I'm thinking to myself, who? And it's, I want to call this person name, and that name came. I said, yeah, Lord, I do know an individual. And that individual's last name is the husband's last name. And I said, I got to find out who this person is. But God had me praying for their marriage. I don't know what's going on, but we don't understand and how that this marriage certificate got in our envelope. That's just amazing in itself. And so I said, Lord, I'm praying for these people. I'm praying for their marriage. You know, people that I know that's going through. You know, this is the day, this is the hour, you know, that people are going through. People everywhere are just going through. But God can keep you. God will keep you. Amen. We're going to find that out in the word this morning. Amen. How many know that the God, come on, we know enough that God can keep us, don't we? You know, ain't nothing out here now that can come our way, nothing that the enemy can throw our way that we can say that, well, I don't know about this one. But my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. Amen. Not according to the governments, not according to what my inheritance that my mom and my daddy left, but according to his riches and glory. Amen. Because their inheritance, they gonna run out. You know, they you can just, I mean, hey, you can exhaust those things just by life itself. You know, things happen and, you know, you got to use what God gave you. Amen. I do. And I say, Lord, so sometimes I find myself trying to hold on to it like I ain't going to get it no more. I say, well, as long as you hold on to it, then you just going to be in need because I provided your need. Don't be so greedy. You know, he that is greedy again trouble his own house. That's what the word said. So I say, Lord, I'm troubling my own house. I'm troubling me because Tawana going to look at me and say, well, she said the other day, oh, it's going to be all right. And I'm like, what you mean it's going to be? So what you mean it's going to be all right? She said, it's going to be all right, honey. It's going to be all right. And I'm like, she got a little sarcasm. She said, no, it's going to be all right. So, yeah, you're right. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. But, you know, the cares of life, but we just got to know what to do, what God give us. Amen. We just got to know what to do. And I said, Lord, don't let me love nothing, you know, in this world. Nothing. Don't let me love nothing in this world that where I can't depart from it. Amen. I got to depart from it because it came from him in the first place. And the next blessing going to come from him too. The moment you let it go, here comes something else. Amen. That's how God works. That's how he works. But in this day and hour, God's people need to know that they can be kept. Amen. They can be kept. And they are being kept. You know, a lot of times we get so deep in our junk, we forgot that we're still being kept. You know, God's still keeping you, you know, but you're still murmuring and complaining, kicking rocks, you know, griping. God keeping you. I say, look at you now. You know, you may not have what you desire or what you need at that point, but look at all the other things that you have. You know how they say that? Don't look at the glass and see how empty it is, right? Look at it and see how full it is. If you got a quarter, you got a quarter of a cup. Amen. Amen. You praise God and worship God, that quarter turned to half. You keep worshiping and keep praising and keep going on. Be like David, fill my cup until it runneth over. Your cup will run over. Amen. So we do thank God for what he's doing. God is trying to get our attention. I mean, for the life of me, I don't understand where that, how that marriage certificate got in our folder. I'm like, Lord, you know, it can't be nobody but him. You know, can't be nobody but God. And when I contact this person, I'm going to let y'all, I'm going to shout. I'm like, Lord, I mean, just because how he did it, you know, and I think it's got to be a message in that. It's got to be a message in that. God, he's a creator. He knows how to create stuff. God knows how to take stuff from this point to that point. We'd say it, but he'll do it. He'll take a piece of paper from over here and put it over there. You're like, I know that piece of paper was at work. I know my keys was over there. I don't understand how they got over here. They got over here so I can see them, because I would have never saw them over there. Amen. It got in this folder because I would have never thought to pray for that individual. Holy Ghost will lead you and guide you too. But God's just showing me something, that his awesomeness. He's just showing me how great he is. You know, just making me want to believe him for anything, everything, all things. You know, amen. God is an awesome God. Let's go to the word of God, John 17. Not going to try to hold you long this morning. We're going to go to the Father in the name of Jesus in prayer. God, Heavenly Father, we want to thank you, Lord God, for this morning, Lord God. We want to thank you, God, for new mercies. Lord, we thank and praise you, Father God, for who you are, God, and what you've done, God, and what you are doing. We thank you, Father God, for keeping us all the week long. God, we thank you, God, for giving us a good report, Lord. We thank you for touching Pastor, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for healing her body. Lord God, we thank and praise you for her family, Lord God, for her children, God. We thank you for giving them the strength, God. Not only the strength, God, but giving them the faith, God, to hold on and yet believe in you, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for those, Father God, that are sick in their bodies. We ask that you would touch, God, and deliver this morning, God. God, we ask that you, God, would push back, Father God, the enemy, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for every breakthrough, God, that's on the way. Hallelujah. We thank and praise you for your word, God. And your word is true, Lord God. Your word is the life, oh God. It is our bread, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for giving us this word. Now, God, we pray, God, that you would lead and guide us this morning, God. Speak to us and speak through us, Father, we ask. In the name of Jesus, amen. Give God one more good praise this morning. Hallelujah. One more good praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy son, that thy son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou hast gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I'm telling you something. Jesus said, I was before Abraham, I am. Jesus always been around now, y'all. He said, I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Jesus said, I have revealed to you those who God gave him in the world. He had revealed us to the Father. They belong to you, he said. God, these ones that you gave me, they belong to you in the beginning. They were already yours. Amen. You know, people just can't understand that, you know, whom he predestined, he called. God already knew who would. Amen. You know, those who he knew would say yes to his word. God knows who's going to say no. Amen. Just like the son of perdition. He knew, amen, that this man would betray Jesus. Amen. He know what's in man. He said, they belong to you and you gave them to me. And they kept, what did they keep? Thy word, the Bible says. He said, and they kept thy word. I want y'all to remember that. They kept, it's good to keep the word of God. Out of all things, God watch, above everything, he watch over his word. Verse 9, he said, I pray for them and I pray not for the world. That's amazing, isn't it? That's something. He said, I pray for them, but I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. Verse 11. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thine own name those who thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept. And none of them is lost but the son of perdition, that the scriptures may be fulfilled. How many know that you've been kept by God? He said, those that you gave me, I have kept when I was in the world. Jesus said, when they walked with me, I kept them. Then no hurt, no harm come to them, none. Amen. He said, when I was with them, I kept them, Lord. And God, how many know that God is with you today? You know, he's with you right now. He lives in you. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. You know, Christ in you, the hope of glory. And he's keeping you each and every day. And so he ain't in the world. He's in you. Amen. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them the word. Somebody gave you the word. Somebody give you the word. God give you the word. You got the word. You read it every day. You meditate on it. You meditate on it day and night. Amen. He said, I've given them the word, and the world had hated them. Because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not, remember this, I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Jesus said, we are in the world. We live in this world every day. We walk up and down in it every day. We work in it. We occupy, and he said, but we're not of this world. Amen. We shouldn't be thinking how the world thinks. We shouldn't be acting how the world acts. We shouldn't be desiring the things that the world has. Amen. And God has separated us from the world. We are in this world, but we are not of this world. We are a new citizenship. Amen. Paul's tells us this in Philippians 3:20. But our citizenship is in heaven. Amen. And we eagerly await a savior from there. The Lord Jesus Christ. Our citizenship is not here no more. We didn't change zip codes. Amen. We didn't change addresses. Amen. You know, we're not from the south side no more. The east side, the west side. You know, we're from a whole different citizenship. And we're still waiting eagerly for our Savior, from the Lord Jesus. We're waiting for him to come and take us home. Amen. Yes, we are. Amen. Peter writes this in 1 Peter 2:11. He said, beloved, I urge you as foreigners. What did he call them? Call us foreigners and exiles or sojourners, to abstain from the desires of the flesh Amen. He said, I urge you as foreigners. Peter called us foreigners. Peter's just saying, since you believed, you became a foreigner. You're not of this world anymore. You've been an exile. You've been exiled from this world. You know, exile, we know that you abandoned from. Amen. You've been forced to leave worldly things. Amen. Behind, because you don't act like the world no more. You stop trying to be a part of the world. The world wants to get rid of you no more. They don't want to have nothing to do with you no more. Amen. You don't fit in. Amen. You don't look like them no more. You don't even sound like the world no more. So you're an exile. You are a foreigner to people. Sometimes when you truly get saved, amen, you run into a long time ago friend. Ran into a long time ago friend at QT, my spot. And man, he looked at me and said, you ain't changed, you ain't gaining weight. He said, man, you different. You know, people think you different now. You know, when you truly get saved, when God start working on you, he start working on you, working on you, he's still working on me. You know, he still got a work to do in me and on me. Amen. But they think that you're a foreigner now because you don't do what you used to do. You don't sound like you used to sound. Old cussing Al. And bro, Al used to cuss like a sailor. Cuss you up and down. Amen. Had potty mouth. You know? Yeah, I had a potty mouth. Sure did. And the attitude. Your attitude changed. Amen. Your whole demeanor shift. You know, when God get a hold of you, he know how to work on you. You know, he know how to build a house. Amen. So they don't want to have nothing to do with you. So they exile you. They exile you and they treat you like a foreigner. Like, hey, what you can't. I had one guy tell me this. Man, you can't be with us no more. I said, why not? He said, because you saved. I said, you know what? You're right. I can't be with you no more. I can't hang out. You can't go to the clubs no more. Amen. You can't go to the bar. You can't be drinking and smoking no more. Amen. You got to let that stuff go. Amen. You got to separate yourself from that stuff. Amen. You got to stop living like you used to live. And some people say, I miss that life. I don't miss that life. Amen. I had fun back then. Well, I did have fun, but I don't miss it because now I know what that life brought me. Amen. Now I know. I didn't know I was blind. I didn't know that I was on my way to hell. That's what I know now, but I didn't know that then. So I don't miss that life. I don't miss living in sin. You know, I don't miss being a potty mouth. I don't miss smoking weed no more. I don't miss drinking coolers no more. I don't miss that kind of life no more. Amen. Used to go to the clubs just to chase skirts. Amen. So the world forced you to move. But then the Holy Ghost will force you to move too. Because once the Holy Ghost get a hold of you, you just don't want to do nothing no more. You know, everything in the world just start looking bad. When the Holy Ghost get everything, you have to say, Lord, is that okay? Is that all right? Amen. Amen. So you are a foreign. Peter said, I urge you as foreigners, exiled, to abstain from desires of the flesh. And we got to abstain from those desires of the world. Amen. We got to desire the things of God. Amen. We got to ask God, Lord, not my will, but let your will be done. Amen. So the Holy Spirit moves you to sanctify you or separate you for God's purpose. God got a purpose now for you. He got a purpose for you. The world will kick you out. Because you don't act like them no more. They don't have nothing to do with you. But God is sanctifying you each and every day. The more and more you draw near to God, amen, the farther away that you are drawn from the world. Amen. So he says in 17, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is true. Separate them, what he's saying. Jesus says, separate them apart from the world with the word of truth, because his word is truth. Amen. How many know that God's word is the truth? He said, my word is the truth and the life. Amen. It is the truth and the life. Jesus separated himself. And so we got to separate ourselves. Paul says in Ephesians 5, 25 and 6, he said, husband, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might what? Sanctify or separate or cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word, because his word is true. Amen. God wants to wash you up. And the only way you can get yourself washed up from the world is by the word. Every day you got to renew your mind. I put it like this. Say, Lord, I'm going to take my bath, my shower this morning before I even go to the bathroom. I'm going to sit at the word and you wash me with the word. Cleanse me, Lord God, these things that's inside of me. Cleanse me by the watering of the word, because his word is what is true. And the truth will what? Make you free. Amen. It will make you clean and it'll make you free. Amen. So we got to walk in the light as we come to the light. Amen. And when we come to the understanding, which is the light of God, the word of God, God expects you to what? Obey his word. His word is true. God is a keeper. Amen. He knows how to keep you. Amen. Because what? They kept his word. Tell somebody, I got to keep God's word. I got to keep his word. Verse 18 says, and as thou hast sent me into the world, even so I have sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but also for them, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. Isn't that powerful? Jesus said, neither I pray for you alone. Neither I pray for them alone, but those also. He prayed for those also that shall in the future, that's going to hear his word from you. He prayed for them. That song is true. Somebody prayed for you. Not only mama, not only daddy, not only your sister, your brother, but Jesus prayed for you. Amen. He prayed for you. Amen. He prayed for you for what? He prayed for them. He prayed for that next generation that's come. We got to worry about the kids. Amen. He prayed for that next generation. For what? So that the Father will keep you and keep them. Amen. God is going to keep you. He will keep you. Jesus said, I didn't only pray for you and you and you, but for the ones that's going to believe in the future. Listen, when he said, I pray for them also, even those that are far off, and as many as God is going to call. He's already prayed for them. He's already labored and prayed. And you know, when Jesus prayed for you, amen, God going to hear him. Amen. He's letting you know that when I pray for you, God answers prayers. He said, Father, I know you hear me, but I know you hear me always when I pray. God hears you always when you pray. So don't let the devil stop you from praying. Jesus prayed for you. He saw you before you came to be, before you was in your mother's womb. Amen. He prayed for the next generation. He knew about the job, amen, that you was going to lose. He knew about the accident that was going to happen. Before, you know, he knew about your losses in your life. God knew about all of these things. Amen. He knew about the pain, the heartache. He knew about the setback. God already knew about. Jesus already prayed for those things. Amen. It's already been talked about. But God will keep you. How many know God will keep them? You know, God, I know you'll keep us. I know you've been keeping us. Amen. Turn with me to Revelation 3 and 10. This is why he said he's going to keep you. I'm going to start. He's talking to the church of Philadelphia. And the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things say he that is holy, he that is true, he that had the key of David, he that opened it, and no man shut it, and shut it, and no man opened. Y'all know who he is. Who he talking about? He talking about it's just Jesus talking. Amen. He talking about himself. He's holy. He don't want to open up a door. He's the only one that can stop. Amen. He said, I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. What did he say? For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word. So many people got a little strength. They can barely make it, but they still keeping God's word. That's the most important thing. You keep God's word. You know, he's been reiterating that, you know, in John and in this here chapter as well. Keep God's word. I don't care what you go through, people. I don't care what you're facing. You keep God's word. Keep leaning on God. Keep trusting in God's word. You know, sometimes that pain might make you want to do something different. Sometimes pain may want to. Amen. But keep God's word. Sometimes your situations in your life might make you want to walk away. But keep God's word. Amen. Keep his word, because God is going to keep you. He said, because he said, behold, I will make I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews. And here's he's talking about. These are people that are saying that they are saved, say that they are Jews. I'm saved. And I'm this and I'm, you know, they sounding like the church. They looking like the church. They're walking like the church, but their hearts are far from God. Amen. They might look like and sound like the Jews, but they ain't Jews. He said, and or not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee. God gonna let the devil know that he loves you. Amen. I mean, this is what God, Jesus said. He's going to make the people that frowned in your face, that talked about you, that ridiculed you, that taunted to you, made fun of you. Where's your God? Where's your Jesus? They going to come and bow down at your feet. Amen. Not that they're going to worship you as a deity. Amen. But they're going to humble themselves and know that your God is real. Amen. They're going to declare themselves that your God is real. Amen. They're going to bow down. Every knee. Amen. Shall bow. Every tongue is going to confess that Jesus is Lord. Amen. He said, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come up on all. Come on, read it with me. Which shall come up on what? All the world, to try them that dwell upon the earth. Everybody that's on the earth. Now, I believe that he's talking about the end time. Amen. But this temptation is our temptation. It's going to try everybody on the earth that's living on earth. Now, I ain't getting off into post and pre. You can believe what you want to believe. You can believe that we'd be gone during this time, or we'd be here. That I'm not here trying to dispute. But I can tell you what I do think. I think if you ain't dead in Christ, you're going to see that Antichrist. Amen. I think you're going to have to go through. I don't believe that's God's wrath. They looking at this here as being God's wrath. Amen. And so, because you keep my word, and then he said, because you have kept my word and endured patiently, you've kept the faith. You didn't let anything separate you from me. Amen. So you got to go through some things, amen, to be tested, right? And if you ain't tested, how God going to know that you ain't going to separate from him? You know, how God know that you're going to stand firm on the faith? Amen. He said, and you kept my word, and I will keep you in the hour of temptation. God will keep you, whether it's before the post or the pre. It doesn't make him no difference. Amen. They believe that Enoch was taken because before the flood, so he wouldn't have to face the wrath of God. So he wouldn't have to face the flood. So this is something out there that people believe, that Enoch was, That was the reason why he was taken, because he walked before God. And I said, well, that could be the case, but I don't believe that's the case either. Amen. You know, what about the ones that were the eight that was left here for the flood? So did God keep them? Amen. You know, whether God take you, amen, or leave you here, amen, God got the power to keep you. Amen. I think that's glorious when God takes his people out of here and protects them from sin. But it's glorious, too, to see you standing in the midst of a trial, in the midst of a flood, amen, and still be saved. Amen. God got a way to save you. He got his own way to save you. Amen. And so it's believed that Enoch was taken to keep him from the flood, the destruction of the world, which people believe is God's wrath. Amen. So he wouldn't go through the flood. Well, he didn't have to go through the flood. He was kept by taking him. Amen. Well, what about Noah and his family? They were left to face the flood. You know, the God's people are left to face some things. Amen. He was instructed. Amen. Noah was instructed to by God to go and build an ark. Amen. And that's if Noah had not obeyed God's word. Amen. Him and his family would have been drowned. Amen. But what did he do? He kept God's word and he went and built that ark. Preached to the people. Amen. But only eight souls heard. Amen. Only a few people that were saved by the ark. Amen. And so that ark, it represented who? It represented Jesus. Amen. It represented a place of safety. Amen. That's what that ark represented. And he was protected by the ark. You know, and he's the only, and Jesus represents that ark. And he's the only one, the only place we got to go for protection. What about the children of Israel? Amen. What about them living in the land of Goshen? Them living in Egypt when all of these plagues came? I'm just trying to show you that God ain't got to take you out of here to keep you. Amen. God ain't got to take you nowhere to be God. Amen. God can do supernatural things. Amen. He's a supernatural God. He can protect you, amen, during that hour of temptation. So what about the children of Israel? All of these plagues came and hit Egypt. They living in the same land, right? Land of Goshen, they were living on Egypt's property. Amen. God is so amazing to where it hit everybody else over in Egypt. But it didn't come nigh their dwelling. They didn't get no frogs. They didn't get no fleas. They didn't get no lice. They didn't get no flies. Amen. They had clean, fresh water to drink. They didn't have to worry about the blood being in the water. Amen. And here's this other miraculous thing. Amen. Why God kept them, because they kept God's word. Amen. He said, look, when I see the blood over your doorpost, I'm going to pass over you. Amen. And so Egypt, they could have put some blood over their doorposts if they wanted. But they didn't keep God's word. So many people ain't keeping the word of God and they ain't being kept. Amen. God will keep you. I don't care if it's COVID. I don't care if it's the next thing coming. Amen. Whatever's come, God is able to keep you. Amen. God can keep you. So God kept them. When God sees the blood, he sees you obeying his word, God is going to keep. He said, because you have kept the word of my patience. What do you mean by the word of my patience? He said, because you have kept my word and you were long suffering and you endured your test and your trial. You didn't run off to another God. You didn't run off and do nothing else. You stood firm. Amen. That's what God is talking about. You keeping his word of patience. God going to come through for you. God going to make a way. God has made the way for you. Amen. He's going to open up the door for you. Amen. So you can get to where you need to go. Amen. God is going to do it. So no plagues came nigh their dwelling. They ate the good of the land They didn't have to worry about no frogs, no lice. They didn't have to worry about none of that stuff. Amen. Why? Because they kept the word of God. God said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Jesus said, I pray. Amen. Come on. Remember what he said? So it don't make no difference whether it's pre or post. God is still God. He's mighty. He said, I pray, Father, that you don't take him out, but that you keep them. How many know God is able to keep you? How many know God? I don't care what it is. You know, we're going to see some we want to see supernatural things. We got to go through some supernatural trials. Amen. We got to go. Listen, look at all those supernatural stuff, those things that Israel went through in modern time. We often say in biblical time, this biblical time, that 6-day war, how all these armies came around them and they still prevail. That's the same thing that happened in the Bible that was written. You know, we're living in the book of Acts. So God is able to keep. I mean, I don't care what kind of bombs. I don't care what kind of threats they got. God is with you. Amen. I don't care what the devil says. God is with you. But you got to keep God's word. You got to trust God's word. Amen. You got to lay in this word daily. Amen. Refresh yourself daily. Renew your mind daily. Renew your spirit daily. So Jesus said, I pray that you don't take them out. You know, I ain't saying Jesus bragging, but you know how some people, I guess I'm come from a whole different world. Then y'all, I seen people like, please, I just want you to do. God, Jesus said, don't take them out, Lord. Don't take them out, Father. Show your power. Show your might. Show how you can keep them. I want you to be glorified. We need to know that God can keep us. Amen. How is it that we'll be able to stand in those days? And we can't stand now. The little trials are knocking us around. The little tests are moving us away from our faith. Amen. He said when this hour of temptation come up on the whole world, everybody going to be tried. Rich, poor, saved, unsaved. Everybody going to get a taste of this if you're not dead in Christ. If you ain't gone, you're going to have a test. But how about this? That their hour, I believe, is that's to come. But what about the hour that you're in right now? What about the test that you're in right now? What about all those other hours that he kept you? Amen. Wasn't God with you in those hours? That was an hour of temptation. We have hours of temptation every single day. And God will what? He will keep you. God is able to keep you. God is a mighty God. His arm ain't got short where he can't reach down and get you out of nothing. Amen. He ain't lost his strength where he can't pull you out, where he can't save. Amen. He the same God. God is God. God is for you. God is with you. And God will keep you because you kept his word. Amen. So what you waiting for? Waiting on him to move. Amen. You be still and know God is God. Amen. You trust him with all your heart. Amen. You wash yourself daily with the word. Amen. The Bible, David said, wherefore shall a man cleanse himself? By taking heed according to the word of God. Amen. God is able to keep you in this hour of temptation. In that hour, don't make no difference what hour it is. You're going to have some hours. As long as that clock is moving, that time is moving, and you're still on this earth, you're going to have some hours of temptation. But you got to keep God's word. Amen. So God going to keep you. Amen. How many know God is going to keep him? Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Amen. But keep his word. Keep it. Amen. During every hour of temptation. You know, because God is a keeper. Peter said, the Lord knows how to deliver. He knows how. We look at the Lord and say, Lord, well, we may not say it. Sometimes you feel it. Sometimes I can feel the doubt trying to rise up in me. I have to keep the word, though. I have to go back and refresh myself. Lord, you said. And you ever been in a you said moment? You said, Lord. No, this ain't what you said. Pastor was saying last night, the devil is a liar. She wasn't even talking about herself. She was talking about my sister. I said, well, wife was at the hospital with my sister. What's wrong with her? You know? Tell the shepherd, can't you? Said, what's wrong with Al? I said, I don't know, Pastor. She said, but the devil is a liar. She began to pray. You know, she's keeping his word. She kept his word. I don't care what you go through. I don't care what kind of sickness, but what's in you going to come out of you. Amen. That was Gatorade say, what's in you? What you put inside of you is going to come on out. Jesus said, out of your what? Bellies shall flow rivers of living water. And so if she didn't have the word, and her word won't come out. But she's full of the word. Still full of the word. Al, I want to preach. I said, come on and preach, Pastor. Come on and preach. Al, I said, come on and do it. Amen. But the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation. Whether taking you out of here or just doing what he's doing right now. Israel got that they call it Iron Dome. They don't know who their Iron Dome is right now. We got our Iron Dome. He's covering you each and every day. Don't you know that the devil desire to sift you as wheat? He's walking around, you know, to devour you, roaring as if he's a lion. Amen. But that covering, that protection is upon you. He can't, even if that hedge was up for Job. Even if he let down the hedge, the devil can only do so much. He can only do so much. He can only go so far. He can't cross the bloodline. Amen. He can't cross the blood. He can't take your soul. He can't take you out of here. He can trouble you. He can stand at the gate like them little feist dogs and just bark. Y'all see them little chihuahuas? Boy, them things get on your nerve. Big dogs sit there and just be friendly. You know, he'd be laid back. Hey, Pooh. But that little chihuahua, he be going back and forth. I mean, he be gone, boy. That's the devil. You know, trying to get you afraid. Trying to get you scared. Trying to make you run. The Bible said, look, if you what? Submit yourself unto God. Submit yourself unto his word. Resist who? How much you bought, devil? Resist the devil and he'll flee. I sit there sometimes and see how long they gonna bark. I'll be like this. Sometimes we go knock on the door and nobody's home, but they got a dog loose in the house. This one brother said, and when they get to the window with the curtains up, they tear the curtains all to pieces. The blinds, I mean, they just be. Then one brother said, I just stand there until they take them all down. The devil just making noise. He can't do nothing with you. God is going to keep you. Amen. He said, because you have, as long as you keep in his word, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Because you have kept my word, I'm going to keep you. Amen. That's why you're here today. That's why you come back. That's why you smile. That's why you stand up and testify. Because God has kept you. Just another day that the Lord has kept me. Amen. Just another day. Not just to keep me, but to give him praise. To tell him, say, Lord, I yet trust you. I still trust you, Lord. It ain't came. I still trust you. You know, I got a choice, but I choose this day. A lot of people say, I ain't got no choice. Yes, you do. You can stay or go. But I choose to stay in the presence of God. Amen. God knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation and reserve the unjust unto judgment to be destroyed. Yes, we're not appointed unto wrath. But I truly believe that if God don't come and get me before that time, if I ain't dead in Christ, I won't see him. But I believe we won't see him. You know, I truly believe. Who he going to be tempting? How you tempt a sinner? You know, how you tempt somebody that don't want God? You know, these trials and tribulation come up on you, up on you, God's children, to try you, to try to get you to turn from God, try to get you not to, to walk away from the faith. Amen. But these trials, they come, they make you cry. Some of them, they make you sick and tired, some of them. But when you get through gathering yourself, Lord, yet will I trust you. Here I am again. I'm coming back, Lord. I'm coming. Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. God is a keeper, ain't he? God is a keeper. He knows how to deliver you. He knows how to bring you out. God knows how to increase you. Amen. And this brother here, boy, I tell you, he got testimonies. I mean, man, it's like every week he was coming with a new testimony. You know, I tell you, God knows how to promote, don't he? You know, I think God promoted all of us. You know, who in here was born with a silver spoon eating at the table? Some of y'all might have. Some of y'all might have some riches, you know. But God brought most of us, all brought me. I can't speak for nobody else. He brought me from nothing. He brought me from nothing to a place where I thought that it was just impossible for me to get there. But I just kept striving and said, well, you know, maybe, you know, I had somebody in my life that I can look at as an example. You got somebody in your life to look at as an example. I looked at my daddy. Said, man, he did it with 13 of us, plus taking care of some of our friends. You know, mama didn't work outside the house. But he did. I said, shoot, I ain't got that many. I got enough, but if he can do it, I can do it. Didn't know I had somebody behind me. Didn't know I had a hand on my life. Didn't know I had favor upon me. You didn't know you had all of that. You just kept on working. God saw your faithfulness and brought you to places where you thought you just couldn't get. Places you probably thought you never imagined. Amen. Never imagined. But God knows how to deliver. Amen. Therefore, Jesus said, watch and pray. What? That you enter not into temptation. He said, pray that you don't enter into temptation. We got to pray every day. Each day I get up, Lord, help me not to enter into temptation. Keep my eyes, keep my ears, keep my mouth shut, but open to the Spirit. Amen. God is going to do what? He's going to do what? He's going to keep you. Because what? You kept his word. Amen. God bless you this morning. That's all I have for you. I hope that I've helped and encouraged somebody. If not here, out there. Amen. God is so good. Continue to pray for Pastor and her family. You know, Pastor need prayer, but I look at the family too, that I understand what they're going through. It's a job. I went up there and saw my two sisters last night. Man, they were just wore out. You know, and people say, not doing nothing. That's something. Sitting with somebody up there, man, and, you know, Bridget, she cold. I said, Bridget, when we going to get you another blanket? Well, I don't know, Al. I said, Jackie said, yeah, they out there in that thing. They say you're going to get them. Went and got her blanket. And poor Jackie, she just, I said, boy, that sleep, my kids call it itis. Itis, is that sleep itis? Get on you, boy. So that sleep itis, and boy, that itis was on Jackie last night. She was like, yeah, I just don't, you know, I'll be all right. But I'm going to go out here to this car for this last bag, and I'm going to lay down. You know, I said, you going to wake up? Let the Lord wake you up. But it's a job. That is a job, caring for somebody. Amen? I know about it. I used to go to work, not go home, go to the hospital, stay with my dad, sleep, go from there and go to work because it was my turn. You know, have my bag ready. Do what you got to do. Amen. Do what God will strengthen you. God will give you help. Amen. You're not alone because you have kept his word. God's going to keep you, you know. I know we'll get tired. I wish I said, Lord, I said, what y'all, Bridget, whatever y'all need me to do, let me know. I help. You know, I'm a sister in the hospital. But, you know, God is good. You know, fear not. I am with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Never leave you nor forsake you. That's his promise. And I receive his promise. God bless you this morning. We have anybody need prayer? Not. We're standing dismissed. Continue to keep. Let's pray for one another. Amen. Brittany, I want to do this. Told you I, Lord, put on my heart. Yeah.
You know, just a young person.
Yeah.
But I'm praying that for Lord to remind her of her teachings.
That's right.
And fall back on.
That's right.
Which is taught.
Amen.
And come on through.
Yeah.
See, I know that people, not just young people, but everybody, you know, you want things from the Lord. But if you're not serving him,
say that. Come on. Say that again, my sister. Say that again. I wish some other folk
here. Yeah.
Other people was here. That is the truth. You know, because you can't reward. God don't reward bad behavior. Do you reward bad behavior to your children? No. You know? No. You know, we was talking about that this morning in Sunday school. You know, it's something that separates. Not his love for you, but it's something that separates us from God. And that's sin. Isaiah says it, you know. He said, if we sin, he won't hear us. He won't hear our prayers. You know, that's a barrier between us and God. But some people would neglect that. Only way, we got a barrier breaker. There's only one way we can break that barrier. Sinner or saint. Amen. Because he hears the sinners. Amen. God is, you know, he reigns on the unjust as well as the just. You know, there's no difference between Jew nor Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that calleth on him. So when you call upon him, you call him for what? This repentance. That's the barrier breaker. That'll break that wall down. People don't want to repent. And not to say that they're out there fornicating. There are unrepented sins in people's lives. And he showed me when we pray for folk, we intercede, we got to make sure our life is right. Because if our life ain't right, he ain't going to hear our prayers. You know, God hears a repenting heart, a sincere heart. You got to come clean first. He said, you got aught against your brother, your sister, or something going on. He said, leave your gift at the altar. Go and be reconciled. But a lot of us got to be reconciled with God. You know, things that we've done, we've said. Ask God to search your heart. And see if there be any wickedness. That's scripture. But I say, Lord, when you find it, let me know so I can repent. And lead me after that to the way of everlasting. You know, so we're praying for people. People ain't getting their deliverance. They coming to you because they know that you can reach God. You can reach God. You can reach him. But we got, Lord, let nothing hinder my prayer. Not treating your wife right. Asking wrong. Talked about not asking in faith. You know, it could be a number of things. But when we know we got things in our lives, time for us to empty that stuff out. Ain't time for no playing no more. You know, our kids, like you said, our children need God. And I sure want them to hear me pray when my kids are going through. I want him to hear me. I want them to be helped. Amen. There may be some other variables in there, but we will be praying for RN. Pray for us, our granddaughter. You know.
She also listens to service every Sunday.
Do she? Praise God. Just in her, Quinn. And train them, y'all train up where she should go. Yeah. That's it. It does, Gwen, it does. Can't go wrong. You can't go wrong by following instruction. You can go wrong by not following instruction. You show right about that. This was it this morning? He answered a question. We was had Sunday school, and I asked a question. He answered it, and we was like fishing. He was like, he was giving an answer. And Lauren then was like, he said, it's us. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. I said, girl, you're teaching them something. You know, you teach them. It's good to teach them. It's good that they'll know. Like you say, you train them up in the way that they should go. When they is old, they won't depart from them. You know, they won't depart from them. So we're going to be praying for Ari that she would adhere to her teachings. That, you know, God would bring it to her recollection, but not only bring it to her recollection, but that he'd give her the strength to do it. You know, because a lot of this, it comes to our recollection, comes to our heart. But having that, like Paul said, you know, find how to perform to do it, I find not. So we want to ask God to help her to find how to do it. Obey, because when you don't obey, it brings problems. Lifelong problems. Lifelong issues. But God still keeps. He's still to keep you. You know, I ain't saying that so you can go out there and sin. God, do what's right. You got to live right. Obey the word. Amen. Obey the word. Come on, Brittany. I want us to pray. Y'all pray with us too. Come on, pray with us. The Lord told me to. Remember I told you a while back, the Lord impressed upon me to, for us to pray for one another, mm-hmm. for strength.
Yes, Lord.
So we can have what God wants for this church.
Amen.
You know, for this church, not for ourselves.
Amen.
You know, whatever God's going to do, he's going to do. But I'm asking God to strengthen you and strengthen me, that we would do his will. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for my little sister. And you know what, too, saints? He showed me that. Y'all remember how we was down at the center, even next door? He'd always show me that. And I know Matt sang some. You know, who else? Bridget would sing some. But the Lord always would put me and Brittany together to sing songs. You remember a lot of them songs, the pastor, Brittany and Al. And I thought, Lord, you were doing that for a reason. So I'm asking God to strengthen us. Together, Lord God, we stand, God. Divided, we'll fall. I pray, Father God, that you will strengthen my sister, Lord. Strengthen her ministry, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you give a new revelation, God, upon revelation, God. And I pray, Father God, that you will strengthen me, God. Help me, God, to be, Father God, what you want me to be, God. God, help our minds, Lord God. We pray, Father God, that we will separate ourselves from some things, oh God. That we will consecrate ourselves, dedicate ourselves, Lord God, to you, God, and nothing but you, God. The things, God, that you're showing us that we need to let go and drop. God, give us the power, God. Give us the strength, God, to drop them, Lord God. And step away from them, Lord God, that we may draw nigh to you. You said if we draw near to you, you'll draw near to us, Lord. So God, we ask God that you will help our ministries, Lord God. So we'll be a help to this people, God. Lord God, we know that it's you, God, that's keeping this church afloat, God. Not an individual. It's you, Lord God. But you're doing it for a purpose. You're doing it for a reason, God. So, Lord, I'm praying, Father God, that this is the purpose and this is the reason, God, that you will strengthen us, oh God. Increase our ministries, Lord. I ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Lord, we pray, God, for our little sister, Lord, Ari, God. Lord, we thank you for her family, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for them, God, raising her up, God, in the fear and admonition of the Lord, God. We thank you, God, that they trained her up in the way that she should go, Lord God. They told her the truth, God. They lived, God, before her, God. They were the right way, Father God. So, God, there's nothing, Father God, that nobody can point at the family and say what they didn't do. But, Lord, we need to point at the family and say what they did do, God. So we pray for this little lady, Lord God, that you will keep her, Lord God, keep her mind, God. Make her strong, God. Don't let her be deceived, God, by nobody, Lord. This boy, this man, whoever it is, God, that may be in her life, God. Lord, if he's a hindrance, God, we ask that you will move him, God. Remove the hindrance out of her life, God. But God, we pray, God, that all the truth, God, will come up, God. All that she learned, God, will revive, God, and resonate, God. But Lord, we pray that you give her the power, the strength, God, to say no and stand, God. Stand for holiness. Stand for righteousness, God. Stand, God, for what she was taught, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray, God, that you, God, will give us strength to stand. Now, God, I ask that you will bless this congregation, Lord God. Bless our brothers and sisters in the Lord. Bless our brothers and sisters in the natural, Lord God. We pray for them, God, that you will keep them, Lord God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you'll watch over them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your word, God. We know that you're going to keep us because, God, you said if we keep your word, you're going to keep us, Lord God. We'll stand on it, God. In the name of Jesus, let's leave this place, but never ever from your presence. We ask you to continue to watch over us in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah.